This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced a series of bills on Friday and Monday that he says would stabilize the state's finances. The most prominent pieces of Dunleavy's plan are a statewide sales tax and a new formula for permanent fund dividends. Here's Dunleavy pitching the plan during his State of the State speech on Thursday before the details became public.
I want to stop our fights over the PFE and the permanent fund. And I want to minimize arguments over how much we're going to spend each year and how we're going to control the growth of government.
The governor did not take questions on the plan. His press office declined requests to interview members of his administration and did not respond to questions sent by email Monday afternoon. The sales tax would be set at 4% from April through September and 2% for the remainder of the year. Dunleavy is pitching the tax as temporary. As written, it would expire in 2034. The new dividend formula would split the state's annual permanent fund drawdown 50-50 between state services and dividends. If the 50-50 formula were in effect this year, next year's PFD would cost the state roughly $2 billion and provide each eligible Alaskan with about $3,200. That would require an amendment to the state constitution. The bill would also seek to extract additional revenue from the North Slope's oil and gas industry by raising the minimum tax companies must pay on each barrel of oil for as many as 5 years. Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski of Anchorage says he has reservations about the plan. He says he'd rather the state lean more heavily on the oil industry and outside tech billionaires to raise revenue. But he says Dunleavy's proposal will get serious consideration in the Senate.
I'm glad the governor put something out. I think it's the basis for a discussion. You know, it's hard to pass any of these major bills without the governor actively engaged, and this shows that he's actively engaged.
Willikowski says it's too soon to say if the governor's plans will pass the Senate this year. Leaders in the House have said they're not optimistic Dunleavy's plans will pass this year, his last as governor. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is calling for a comprehensive, independent investigation into the killing of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. Federal Border Control agents forced Preddy to the pavement and shot him multiple times Saturday amid a weeks-long immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota that has drawn large protests. Some federal officials have claimed Preddy's killing was justified because he was carrying a handgun. In social media posts Sunday, Murkowski rejected the argument. She says, quote, "Lawfully carrying a firearm does not justify federal agents killing an American, especially as video footage appears to show after the victim had been disarmed," unquote. Minnesota law enforcement officials say Preddy had a permit for a concealed weapon. They say the Federal Department of Homeland Security has blocked state agencies from collecting evidence to investigate the shooting. Murkowski called for Congress to hold oversight hearings. She joins a handful of other Senate Republicans who suggest the Trump administration's tactics in Minnesota have gone too far. As of Monday morning, Senator Dan Sullivan's social media accounts were silent about the shooting, as were those of Alaska Congressman Nick Begich. Anchorage had its first Yuyahak gathering this Saturday in Spinard, a celebration of Yupik values and culture. Alice Reardon, one of the organizers of this event, says there's no exact English translation for the Yupik word, but it's a powerful word.
Yuyahak is the Yupik way of being. It's how you think, it's how you live life, whether it's the subsistence way of life. It includes all aspects of our way of life.
Reardon is the cultural engagement manager for the Chilista Education and Culture Program, a nonprofit that offers scholarships and educational opportunities to Chilista Native Corporation shareholders. The gathering showcased the wisdom of elders, traditional crafts, and dancing. The event was held in honor of Mark John, a revered culture bearer from Nightmute, who died late August. John ran the Chilista Elders Council for many years and led efforts to document Yupik culture. Reardon says when John's family got up on stage to lead the dancing, it was an emotional moment because it brought back so many memories about how John led by example.
He really valued our Yupik way of life. He really wanted to see the knowledge continued to be passed down through the generations, and he loved it. He lived it. He grew up in a very traditional way of life with our Yupik values of giving, of sharing, of showing love, of having community.
Reardon says there are many Yupik people living in the big city now who still want to keep their cultural values alive and well. She says she hopes this will be the first of many of these types of gatherings in Anchorage. This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumchit coming up.